The Jurgens Journal, featuring Walter Winchell. Mr. Winchell, whose famous column appears in the New York Daily Mirror and other newspapers with more than 25 million readers, is brought to you by Jurgens, the lotion for soft, smooth, romantic hands.
I always feel practical in January. I want down-to-earth reasons for doing things.
Such as?
Well, you always say, use Jurgens lotion. Give me reasons.
Well, there are lots of reasons. First, Jurgens lotion is so excellent, it's used by more women than any other hand care in the world. Hollywood stars, college girls, young marrieds, all kinds of women prefer Jurgens lotion way over any other hand care. Besides, Jurgens is the hand care that's finer than ever today. It's improved through up-to-date research. So today's Jurgens lotion makes your hands feel smoother and softer than ever. Now to the editorial room of the Jurgens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. North and South America. All the ships at sea. Let's go to press. Flash. New York City. Neville G. Higgum of the New York Stock Exchange has taken gas. He is dead. He left two notes. New York. The New York police have smashed one of the biggest number rackets ever operated in the big city. 10 men in this numbers gang are now behind bars. The police state that the take was from 100 to 500 G's a week. New York. The little son of radio star Arthur Godfrey is mending fine following the accidental shooting in the leg by his father's hunting rifle. Tijuana, Mexico. Lou Parker, the stage and screen favorite, and a model named Sherry Starr, were due to be married south of the border tonight. Honolulu. George Roosevelt Jr. and Hawaiian-born Nadine Unger of Honolulu were secretly married there on December the 10th. New York City. The baby born to the Edward J. Levins at the Doctors' Hospital in New York City came into the world a multi-millionaire. The mother is the former Nancy Greenwald, whose grandfather left several $1 million to her first baby. New York. The famous woman explorer and hunter, Oza Johnson, has started annulment proceedings against her second husband, a lecture agent named Clark Getz. The charges, I am told, will be sensational. Her lawyer is Bert Mayers of New York. New York. Moving picture director Frank Tuttle and Carla Conte will be married tomorrow by Supreme Court Justice McCooey in New York. Howard Ice Cream Man Johnson will be the best man. New York City. Dave Ruth, the most famous baseball player of them all, is back in the hospital. His condition is reported not serious. No visitors, however, will be allowed. Behind the international intrigue, Shanghai. Chiang Kai-shek's top military men have urged him to remove the Chinese capital from Nanking to Canton. With Manchuria practically lost, the communist armies are driving to the Yellow River. Vienna. Leipzig, Germany, in the Russian zone, is now the counterfeiting capital of the world. The plan of the Russians is to loot Germany by flooding it with paper money that has no value. Paris. The Russian agents responsible for the crippling strikes in France have sent the same pattern to party saboteurs in the United States in a desperate effort to stage outbreaks over here within the next 10 months. New York. The Soviet government has ordered its consulate on East 61st Street, Manhattan, not to renew its lease beyond 6 months. At a correspondent period in the days before Pearl Harbor, Japanese press correspondents in Washington refused to renew their memberships in the National Press Club. And, you will recall, the Germans closed their propaganda bureau in New York at 17 Battery Place. The Washington Ticker. The biggest story tonight, I am told, on Capitol Hill is the definite divorce of United States Senator Vandenberg from Senator Taft. The Republican Party will be in splinters when this feud over the Marshall Plan is half over. If Senator Vandenberg, I am told, doesn't win this fight with Taft, the country will be in a very bad shape. The White House. Right now, on the President's desk, is the Air Policy Commission's report to be released publicly sometime this week. This report, ladies and gentlemen, will insist that the United States government buy many more military planes to keep the aircraft industry strong. This is the best break yet for national defense. Attention, INS. The insiders in Washington, D.C., who know the news, tell me that, as of tonight, universal military training hasn't a chance of passage. The United States Supreme Court. The presidential insiders are actively courting Mr. Justice Douglas for the vice presidency on the Democratic ticket. Justice Douglas, however, is returning the snub of 1944. Attention, Mr. and Mrs. United States. and a great splurge of generosity. With your money, both political parties are promising you, the voter, that you will have to pay less money into the United States Treasury. The most generous offer you have to date, I am glad to report again, guarantees that you will each be allowed to keep $40 more a year, or, in plain arithmetic, about 80 cents a week, or 12 cents a day of your very own money. This stupendous gift of half the price of a pack of cigarettes will make us all tumble out of bed by the dawn's early light, whistling the Star-Spangled Banner. Of course, there is a slight catch, as there always is in politics. The national budget is going up at least $2.5 billion. Now, it is no military secret who is going to pay that. You are, but not in 1948, because 1948 happens to be an election year. So, go right ahead and enjoy those 40 extra bucks they may let you keep in 1948, because those $40 in promised tax reduction are likely to cost you $80 in 1949. A reporter's report to the people and to the composing room boys and all the other fellas over here at the Miami Herald. New York, last Sunday night I reported that a man who served on the side of Hitler when he thought our side would lose had entered the United States. His name, Erich Vajta, V-A-J-T-A, pronounced Vajta. And I urge you, the listeners, to demand to know why he got in and who arranged his visa. The next day, I am very happy to report, both the State Department and the Department of Immigration investigated and caught up with him in Cleveland, Ohio. Thanks a lot to the Cleveland plain dealer who confirmed that this rat is a fugitive war criminal. Thanks also to all of you for your immediate response, and to Father Kukla of the Hungarian Catholic Weekly of Cleveland, who cooperated with the authorities. This fighter is now behind the bars in Ellis Island, from where he will eventually be deported, and good riddance. Oh, what a wonderful thing radio is. For some people, I mean. Attention, the Mexican Embassy, Washington. Three Mexican radio stations are now being used by several American bigots and troublemakers who were thrown off the American networks in the United States. These Mexican stations, ladies and gentlemen, can be picked up only along the West Coast and the Southwest. A good neighbor never allows a hate spreader to call you names from his backyard. Señor, please attach copies of their poisonous speeches the next time you make application to the United States government for a big loan of our taxpayers' money. New York, Tokyo Rose, ladies and gentlemen, it now appears has more powerful friends than was known. The 18-page confession, allegedly dictated by Tokyo Rose to an American war correspondent named Clark Lee, was mysteriously stolen in Japan, I now learn, from the rooms of another correspondent named Harry Brundage, according to federal authorities. However, more devastating than any written confession is expected to be one of the greatest scoops any newspaper man could hope for. Conclusive evidence showing Tokyo Rose, the traitor, broadcasting for the Japs. I have been promised this sensational evidence against her in the next few days. It is a 35-millimeter moving picture of Tokyo Rose with sound. And now a word for Juergens. I'll be back with the news.
Mr. Grauer, a few minutes ago you gave some very good reasons why I should use Juergens lotion.
Yes, and I know some more.
Well, come on now, tell all.
All right, let's see. I told you Juergens lotion is used by more women than any other hand care in the world.
Yes.
And I said today's Juergens lotion is more effective than ever, for even smoother, softer hands.
Yes, and that's very important.
Right, well, did I tell you today's Juergens lotion protects your hands even longer, too?
No.
Well, it does. And two ingredients in your Juergens are so fine for improving the smoothness and softness of the skin that many doctors use them.
I'm sold. I'll use Juergens lotion.
Fine. It's easy and lovely. Juergens leaves none of that oiliness, no sticky feeling. Keep an extra bottle of Juergens lotion in your kitchen to save steps. And for the dearest, softest hands, always, but always, use this famous Jergens lotion. Now back to the editorial room of the Jergens Journal and Walter Winchell.
Texas City, Texas. A 250,000 barrels of heating oil, fuel oil that is, leaves Texas for the fuel-hungry East tomorrow. The oil shipment had been delayed 10 days by a strike. And now for some tips of the papers. International news. Hear me out on this. This is a pip. A forthcoming lawsuit of a far-reaching nature will be fought by a New York law firm headed by Morris Ernst. He will challenge the right of Major League Baseball clubs to peddle flesh, meaning ball players. If successful, this case will affect the entire motion picture industry. Los Angeles Herald Express. Some of the people who were on the payroll of the late Bugsy Siegel will shortly have mucho considerable income tax trouble. Some of these people are now in Florida. To the Associated Press, at Carnegie Hall next Thursday at 5:30 in the afternoon, you can get a story that will make many Americans very sore, especially skiers and all sports fans. A special show will be given that day next Thursday at 5:30 p.m. to raise money for the 50 Americans now in Switzerland for the Olympics. I am told these people may be stranded there. Ask Lowell Thomas. He's up at Pawling, New York. He has the inside story. To the New York Mirror, the Miami Herald City desk, from which I am now broadcasting, just told me that former FBI agent Dana, the Miami city manager, will not be ousted as was plotted, and that Miami will have very strict law enforcement with gambler repeaters getting severe terms in prison. Miami Beach Sun Star. J. Meyer Shine, the owner of Boca Raton Club and the Roney Plaza Hotel, just sent the Runyon Fund his second check for $5,000. To the Miami News. Around the world plane, the Atlas Sky Merchant will delay its takeoff from Miami Airport for at least another 48 hours. 12 million stamp collectors in the United States will be very interested in this flight. So will the Runyon Cancer Fund. New York Journal American. That story in the column right now on the New York newsstands about a radio writer of a very famous crime program concerns a very talented man whose six initials are the same. He is supposed to have put all of his personal papers in order and is making plans for suicide in the next few days. Boston Record. The trial against Robert Best, charged with treason for broadcasting for the Nazis, will start in Boston next March. One of the star witnesses against him, by name Otto Zausma, is on the Boston Globe. He made recordings of many of the accused traitor's speeches while Zausma was with the United Press in Vienna. San Antonio. Congressman Lyndon Johnson, one of the representatives who makes sense, will soon announce for the U.S. Senate against Pappy O'Daniel, and he will win. And that, ladies and gentlemen, winds up another Jergens Journal until next Sunday night at the very same time. Until then, and with lotions of love, I remain your New York correspondent, Walter Winchell, who assumes that the new Republican slogan, "Save What's Left," undoubtedly means Maine and Vermont. Good night.
Is your present deodorant giving you sure, safe protection? Try the deodorant created in the Jergens Laboratories after years of research. It's Dryad. Approved by leading skin scientists, Dryad actually stops underarm offensiveness, checks perspiration safely. A secret ingredient keeps Dryad smooth as face cream to the bottom of the largest jar. Now be sure, be safe with the Jergens deodorant Dryad. At all cosmetic counters, Dryad comes in 10-cent, 29-cent, and 59-cent sizes. That's Dryad, D-R-Y-A-D, Dryad. Next week, another edition of the Jergens Journal with Walter Winchell. And now be sure to remain tuned for Luella Parsons' 15-minute program featuring as guest Gregory Peck, which follows immediately. This is Ben Grauer speaking.